sci-fi fanatic, mild asthmatic. Never been to second base, but there's a whole nother me that you need to see. Go check out my space.
Brad Paisley and online. Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-620. This is Meg with Pep Talk, the Pensacola expert panel. And I'm laughing because, as everyone knows, it's now my second week actually doing the deal, right? So that song was supposed to start a little earlier. So just forgive me, but I'm going to start getting it right as we move along here. But the reason for the song is online because Tasca King is here to talk to us about ADX Digital here at ADX Communications. Good morning, Tasca.
Good morning. It's so much better online.
Yes, absolutely. Ah, there we go. I'm leaving that one alone.
Okay.
I'm leaving it alone. It's a PG show here. So, yes, if it is so much better online, what do you mean by that, young lady?
Okay.
Let's clarify.
We've talked about this a little bit over the months and couple years that we've been talking, but the great thing about digital marketing is the way we can target who we show the ads to. As opposed to when you buy almost any other kind of advertising, you are blanketing an area, you're blanketing a viewership, a listenership, a readership, just depending on what product you're using. And you're spending dollars, yes, to reach people who you hope will be your prospect,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, you're also spending a lot of dollars on people who are not your prospect. So the great thing about online targeting is how we are able to find those people that we have very good reason to believe are going to be your prospect. And that way you get the most out of your advertising dollar.
Well, I think in the past, and when we had talked about a little bit about this last week, where you have just sort of this blanket advertising and you're sort of, it's kind of, you're throwing it up on the wall and you're hoping mm-hmm. something sticks. This really eliminates that because now you are really picking where you're targeting your information to someone who would be your most likely client.
Exactly. And let's face it, unless your business is going to target a 12-year-old up to 100-year-old person or an 18-year-old up to 100-year-old person, you're going to be wasting some of your ad dollars. I mean, there's no way around that. You're going to reach people who aren't necessarily your prospect. Maybe they will be next year, next month, in 5 years or whatever. But the great thing about the way the targeting strategies work with online advertising and digital marketing is that we're going to find those people that we already have reason to believe are your prospect. And those are the people we're going to go after and hopefully eliminate some of that money that you've possibly been wasting.
That makes perfect sense to me. So talk a little bit about the advantages and some of the things that you're doing now.
Well, we'll talk about the main targeting strategies and how they work and why they work. The first one, of course, is going to be behavioral targeting. Now, as you do anything online, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on your computer, whatever you search for, whatever websites you go to, you are leaving breadcrumbs of information about yourself.
And that's a little disturbing.
It's a little creepy.
But
you're right.
It's reality.
It is reality. And for the advertiser, it's great information and data that you can use to help you.
Absolutely.
Help your business. So we're going to take that information that's gathered, and it's gathered every second of every day, and we're going to show your ads to specific consumers based on their online behaviors across all devices. Now, for the most part, those of us that have multiple devices, we have a phone, we have a laptop, we have a desktop computer, we have a tablet. In most cases, those devices are all linked together. So if you search something on your phone and then later you go to your laptop, you're going to see things that you've done. And you will see ads based on what you did on your phone, but you might see them on your laptop and mm-hmm. vice versa.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So the behavior targeting is reaching those people that have already shown behaviors that give us reason to believe they might be your prospect. Maybe they like fine dining and you are Jackson's.
Right.
And they, you know, we know that they've been to some of the other restaurants and we want to introduce them to Jackson's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just one example. But there's so many of those examples out there and the way that it works based on where you go, because your GPS always factors into this as well. Where you go, where you shop, where you eat, whether you've actually searched for those places or not, whether you just got directions to somewhere,
mm-hmm.
That's all of that added together are behaviors that give us reason to believe that they're a prospect for you or a prospect for your business category or whatever.
Right, right.
Okay, so that's behavior targeting. Then we have keyword targeting. Now, a lot of times keyword is compared to pay-per-click. And I'm not going to really talk a whole lot about pay-per-click, but pay-per-click is exactly what it sounds like. You pay every time someone clicks on your ad. And that's not what keyword is at all. Keyword targeting is when someone has searched for something and somewhere in their search is a word or a phrase that is very similar to what you do.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, say for example, if you're an attorney and someone searched, I'm being sued, or who is suing me, or I need an attorney,
mm-hmm.
or I need a will. Whatever, you know.
Anything legally related.
Exactly. We will put together a list of keywords, and that list can be pretty extensive. I mean, you can have up to 500 keywords that are, associated with your business category or in business type. And that will start serving those people those ads and see, you know, which ones – what kind of response we get off of the keywords as well. The next one that we have is retargeting. So say someone goes to your website, but they don't do anything. We automatically get a trigger. Hey, this person went to your website, but they didn't do anything. So let's start showing them ads. Because obviously they had some kind of interest. They had some kind of a question. But they didn't do anything. And by when I say do anything, I mean they didn't make a purchase. They didn't schedule an appointment. They didn't use the live chat and ask a question. They just looked around for a minute and then left.
Gotcha.
Well, obviously, something took them to your website. So let's start serving those people ads before they spend their money elsewhere for whatever it was they were searching for.
That makes perfect sense.
Okay.
So we're going to take a little break here in just a minute. I want to remind folks about this weekend. We have the event coming up, very important, just in time for Thanksgiving, with News Radio 92.3. Join Mana Food Pantries at Cordova Mall on Friday the 22nd. That is this Friday to fill the Mayflower. We want to thank Coastal Moving and Storage, WER Channel 3, and our very own station. This is a community tradition that we're going to continue again. So we're asking that you bring non-perishable food donations and monetary gifts if you don't have time to go shopping. And this helps feed the hungry neighbors in our community, especially during this holiday season. And Brent and Mel will be there from our sister station at Cat Country 98.7 starting at 5 a.m. So here's what we need. Chicken and tuna, canned oatmeal, canned mixed vegetables, microwavable dinners, canned fruit and 100% juice, the all-around staple peanut butter, canned beans. And they also appreciate really any they don't want you to bring in perishable items, so anything that's non-perishable. So avoid fresh fruit, things like that. It's all going to be happening again this Friday at Coastal Moving and Storage. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola is the largest sewing machine dealer in the area. And this holiday season, they're featuring Baby Lock machines with many models in stock and starting at just $249. Radiance, the newest Baby Lock model, will be arriving soon. Black Friday deals include get a free Baby Lock trolley carrying case or a machine cover with a machine purchase. Financing is available. Call 850-438-5444. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We spent quite a bit of time with the change of command ceremony from Friday, where Captain Shashadi was replaced by Captain Newman. Also found out what her call sign, Mama-san, means. Also, outgoing commissioners in Santa Rosa County, including Sam Parker, talk about their time and some of the things that have been meaningful to him, and listening to the other commissioners talk about the time with him. Plus, recapping the Argos season as they finish and do not make the playoffs. You can listen to all of those comments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. And you are listening to Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg. And this morning we have the expert on ADX Digital with us, Tasca King. So
hey.
Good morning. And I may have made a mistake a minute ago. I said, I think... At Coastal Moving, the Fill the Mayflower event is at Cordova Mall, just to correct that. So thanks, Tasca, for pointing that out to me. So let's get on with some of these marketing strategies, because this is very interesting to me how things have changed.
Okay. So going back to retargeting for just a second, one more thing I wanted to add. Now, like I told you, with retargeting, once you've been to a website or once someone has been to your website, we're going to follow them around. One very important thing is that we do not stalk that person indefinitely. So we're not going to scare them away. We do have what we call frequency caps on every ad that we show so that we do not specifically scare them away. We don't
want them to feel like
they're being stalked by you. In addition to that, we also have conversion tags. So if someone does go to your website, don't do anything, we show them a couple ads, they come back, and then they book an appointment or they make a purchase, we're not going to continue to show them ads once they do something, because then you've got them.
So that's called a conversion
tag. That's called a conversion tag. So then we're going to do that so that then we can take your remaining ads and try to find more new people.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so the other big strategy that we have is the scary one. People think it's scary. It's really not. It's really, I think, the most effective one that we have, and that's artificial intelligence. Now, artificial intelligence is showing your ads to people across all devices using machine learning to target customers based on who is engaging with the ad. So we're going to find people who have something in common with the people that we already know are a target or have shown very, very similar interest, though they haven't actually shown an interest in what you're doing, but we have a reason to believe that they might be a prospect for you. And typically, the response that we get from ads that are shown through this particular strategy is the best. So I know it sounds kind of scary. Anytime you say AI, people kind of freak out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's just so new, and people we still don't understand
it.
And
I
there's
know.
So many. We're hearing so much misinformation about it, I think. And then on the flip side, there are some good benefits to it. So this is a good example of a way that it could work for you.
Exactly. So those are the four basic strategies that we have with our products. But I'm going to talk about a few others. The most popular or asked about is called geofencing. Now, let me back up for just a moment. One thing that we do with every single campaign is we start out with geography. That's geography targeting, okay? So if you feel like that your business gets the that you get everything you need within a 10-mile radius, then we'll show all those ads within a 10-mile radius. If you want the whole county, we can use the whole county. If you want the whole state or the whole country, we can do that too. We're going to start out with the targeting area geographically that you want, and then we're going to layer in these other strategies.
Okay.
So I just want to throw that out there because there is a big difference between geo-targeting and geo-fencing.
Okay.
And a lot of people hear geo-fencing and think it means what geo-targeting means.
They think it's the same thing, but it's not.
It's not
the same
thing. So
clarify then what geo-fencing is.
Geo-fencing is when we draw a virtual fence around a place where people gather. Now, by that, I mean it could be your competitor. It could be a store. It could be a restaurant. It could be a building. It could be an area, a neighborhood, like not a whole zip code, but an area within a zip code. It can be downtown. I mean, one strategy or one geofence that I've used quite a bit over the years is to target just downtown Pensacola to reach anybody who's going downtown, especially like if it's a week of gallery night.
So it's very specific compared to just geo-targeting.
Right.
So this gets much more specific.
It is more specific. And what's going to happen is when someone goes inside that geo-fence, whether they're going inside a store, whether they're going inside a 3-mile radius or whatever we decide on, then we'll show them that ad. If they have to meet the other targeting strategies as well. Mm-hmm. But we show them their ad while they're there. And the way this really works is if, you know, you've got a competitor and they go into the competitor's location, then we find them. Hopefully we catch them before they spend the money.
Right. There you go. That makes sense. So it's very immediate.
It is.
Which is so different from, remember the days of strolling, you know, going through a magazine and looking at a photo. Now it's like happens as you're in downtown.
Exactly. So, you know, there's going to be cases like if we do it with a restaurant. Yeah, once they're in the restaurant, they're probably going to buy at that restaurant. But remind them about you so next time when they go out to eat, they can go to your restaurant.
All right. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you'd like to text a question in to Tasca King, who's here talking about ADX Digital, and we are going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Lakersay, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go! Join Dawn from Ochsner Novant Health, 65 plus, tomorrow at 10 with her guest, Sarah Kay, on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The topic will be answering common questions about senior health. Text or call in your questions to 850-437-1620. Join Dawn from Ochsner Novant Health, 65 plus, on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, and this our guest this morning is Tasca King talking about ADX Digital. So there's a lot to talk about. We've been talking about strategies
and targeting strategies.
Really interesting to me.
And it's very important to you as a business owner or as a marketing manager to make sure that you are reaching the people that you need to reach to increase your sales, to book appointments or whatever that is. So the targeting strategies, that's the foundation. And once you We kind of figure out which targeting strategies are going to work best for you. We also then we can start talking about the different products. Different products utilize different strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them utilize the five that I just talked about.
Right.
And some of them are a little bit different. Some of them act a little bit different, especially like when you're talking about OTT. That's your video commercials that are on connected TVs. We talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit different as far as you can't do keyword, obviously, because you're not searching on your TV.
Right.
But
so you adapt it a little bit depending on what.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why the best thing to do is to call us and let us sit down with you and show you what the different products are. And then we'll talk about the different strategies that work within those products. And again, as a reminder, this initial meeting is strictly an educational meeting. It is not a sales pitch. It is to help you learn about how digital marketing works and how it can work best for your business. And to set up that meeting, all you need to do is give us a call here at 850-262-6000 and ask for Jeff Wayne or the sales department, and we'll get one of our digital experts out to meet with you and talk about what we can do.
Well, I would think that now is the time with the holidays coming up. And if you're thinking about a new approach, you've got a new year coming in 2025. Mm-hmm. If you want to bring your business up to speed and maximize your client reach, this sounds like a plan to me. I mean, it would be worth it to come in and just find out more about it.
And, you know, whether you want to put together a holiday campaign, we can absolutely do that right now. Or we can start talking about 2025. I mean, we've got quite a few of our advertisers that are already looking at that point. So, again, 262-6000, and ask for the sales department, and we'll come out and meet with you.
Thank you. We've been talking with Tasca King this morning about ADX Digital. This is Pep Talk with Meg at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thanks for being with us this morning. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3. News is up next.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
On his way out, Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden attending the last major international summit of his presidency after greenlighting something Ukraine's president has